Tom C. McKnight, Jr., I'm dictating a neurological report on Victoria Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N. Address is 1433 Oleander, O-L-E-A-N-D-E-R Avenue, Chico, California, 9597. That's 95926, phone 770-546-6707, ID is XXX00366, date of birth 12-7-1985, 36-year-old. Married dermatopathologist. Insurance is Aetna. Pharmacy is CVS. It's addressed to Dr. Kevin R. Sorensen, D period, O period, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509, phone 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation and continuity of care, subparagraph, history of treated myoclonic epilepsy. New paragraph. Victoria Vaughn is currently 26 weeks pregnant. Dear Dr. Sorensen, thank you for referring Victoria Vaughn for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. She also has an OB-GYN physician. New paragraph. She was under the care of the Epilepsy Center at that is Dr. Page, B-P-E-N-N-E-L-L, at the UPMC. Neurology clinic, recently seen, 1 month ago, November 30th, 2022. New paragraph, as you may already remember, she was treated for having myoclonic epilepsy, readjusted from previous medications to zanisamide, 600 milligrams, readjusted to 300 milligrams BID with complementary lorazepam for anxiety. New paragraph. She has done well during her pregnancy. New paragraph. Recurrent epilepsy has been infrequent within the last several years, one episode in 2014, one episode in 2020. She had one motor vehicle accident with one seizure years ago. New paragraph. She was found to have potential triggers, including sleep deprivation, overventilation, medication noncompliance and alcohol consumption, new paragraph. Her medications have been adjusted to taking timed medication from pill boxes with an improvement in her compliance. New paragraph. She also takes 4 milligrams of folic acid daily. There is PRN Flexeril for myospasm. Previously, topical Retin-A cream has been discontinued during her pregnancy. New paragraph. Today we discussed her current and ongoing care. And continued use of her zonisamide, subparagraph. Her most recent medication readjustment increased the zonisamide to 300 milligrams AM, 400 milligrams PM, based on laboratory testing done within the last month. New paragraph, as you may already realize, pregnancy modifies some anticonvulsant level medications for which adjustments are required during pregnancy. New paragraph. Her neurological examination appears to be today within normal limits. New paragraph. She declines having any recurrent epilepsy or epilepsy-like symptoms that she's had in the past on her current dosage regimen. New paragraph. In consideration for ongoing care, reevaluation laboratory testing will be done for compliance and diagnostic purposes. New paragraph. I'm obtaining a complete blood count chemistry panel. Zonisamide level genetic methylmalonic acid level determination methylmalonic acid I'm sorry methylmalonic acid and homocysteine levels. It's a genetic MTHFR DNA polymorphism. New paragraph. We discussed her ongoing continued care need to be seen urgently should she have recurrent breakthrough seizures, and to contact us should she have any additional questions or problems in the meantime before her next scheduled follow-up visit in 4 to 6 weeks. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when she returns, signed respectfully with my professional signature.